Only 45 overs played, but not a bad time for Hampshire today.
Yeah, I thought the boys played really well. In tricky conditions, it was sort of overcast, swinging around a bit, a little bit of nip in the pitch. To get to what we got to today, I think was a great effort.
I guess you wanted a bit of a reaction in the first innings after what you saw at Surrey. You certainly got it by the looks of it.
No, absolutely. The boys were bitterly disappointed at Surrey. We know we mucked the first innings up there, and that's what we worked hard to do today, was to just nail that first innings, and the boys have played beautifully.
So 55 overs only in the game after 2 days. Where do you go from here? Because the forecast is not great Monday either, is it?
No, it looks dreadful. But, you know, it's a points game from here on in, I think. You know, if we depends how much we get in tomorrow. We'll be looking at 300, 350, if possible. And then see where we're at. Might have a crack at them and try and get some bowling points. I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah. Sam Northeast, obviously, you know, not playing in this game. Is there any update on him?
Not officially. Obviously, he's got a nasty break in his little finger, so I can't comment on the official news on him. That'll have to come from the medical staff, I think.
Sure. Joe Weatherly played well, didn't he? Quite nicely for his 20-odd.
Joe looked, you know, he looked good. He looked didn't look out of his depth at all. He's improved massively over the winter, and you know, he looked the part this game, so that was very encouraging.
Yeah. Interesting. Obviously, Lewis McManus drops down the order simply because Joe was playing, I guess, was it?
Absolutely. We've got a proper opener coming. You know, it'd be silly to put him in mid-lower order, so we thought we'll get Joe in there, and he's a proper opener, and go from there.